Hello, ladies and gentlemen. If you were trying to figure that one out, I don't know. I was doing a little jam there. You probably know what you're listening to, but I'll welcome you anyway for you new listeners. Welcome to Rock Your World. It's my podcast. I am your host, Sin, which still sounds weird compared to what it used to be, which was DGSB. I still go by DGSB, but listen to my last week's show. Anyway, this is going to be a very different show. In case you haven't already found out by me jamming live with kind of bad acoustics and bad, like, amps and stuff. But hopefully you'll enjoy it. No, I just played that chord, but I did it anyway. This is going to be my 10th show, and I have nothing planned for it yet. Unfortunately, one thing that I've said in the past, but to the day has inevitably come. That was hard to say. I am out of music to play, which I knew was going to come eventually. And I don't want to just like rehash some old episode or do a best of quite yet, by playing some songs that we've already heard. I like keeping it fresh. Keeping it fresh is the idea of the show, always having new artists on, new songs, all that. But instead, this week I'm going to be doing a little jam for you, which is going to be very interesting, since I don't really do this quite often. Actually, I've never done this. I've never really played my stuff and gotten it out to the world. I have a couple demos. But they were on limited release. So yeah, only a few people actually got my first couple of demos or EPs or whatever you want to call them. And they're not really complete demos or EPs or any of that. It was just kind of like, okay, let's throw this together. Bam, bam, bam. And there's trains in the background if you haven't heard them already. So let's see, what's going on in the world of SB? That's my new little jam for what's going on. We'll name that the new segment. Let's see. Yeah, no new artists this week, so you can hear me talk, hear me play every once in a while, and hopefully this isn't the worst show I've ever done. That probably goes to, I don't know. I have some pretty bad ones. Like, even though my family show one is the most popular one, that one was kind of bad. But I guess you enjoy that stuff. Oh, crap. I seriously do not. I did not prepare for this. I did not prepare for having a live jam on the show. I could play a couple of songs that I have, but it would be live and with really bad microphones and all that. So, no, we're not doing that. We're just doing a live show today. And actually, this is probably going to be my first show in a while, at least, where I don't really have song breaks. It's just more like a little something like this. I don't know. I'm trying not to play my songs just so, I can keep y'all waiting because you'll never know when I'm starting to play. It could be something like, I don't know why I just paused mid chord there, mid strum. Yeah, this is like a jam session, I guess. Or I could talk about what's going on in the world of DJSB, because for, or Sin now, I guess, because for a while I've been wanting to do a video of kind of like almost behind the scenes, behind the podcast, behind the microphone, all of that, something like that. But I really haven't gotten a chance to do that. Let's see. Where do I begin? Where do I even begin on one of these things? First off, many of you have probably, you long listeners, since yeah, long listeners, been around for 10 weeks, have probably seen me at your various Albuquerque shows with a folder, with information and all that, talking to a band, or multiple bands for that matter. I am a one-man operation. That's my one-man operation sound. I guess I probably should have prepared music, 'cause this is going to not go too far too fast. But anyway, I am still looking for well, no, it's before we get to that. We'll go back to my little how I do things around here. This would be awesome if there was a video, but of course I don't have a form of video yet. So there's that. No video, no sound. Okay, what's sound topic? Many of you have probably seen me at one of your local shows trying to get some artists on here and like recruit fans and like not try to get kicked out by bands or management or any of that. And basically, I'm a one-man operation here. I don't know if I've ever said this, because one thing I'll be honest about is I really don't listen to my shows after I'm done with them, like, or remember what happened. Like, I'll think back, and like the first thing that pops up will be the episode title. That's where I kind of get these things from. Like the podcast about where I said I was on a boat, the SS DJSB or whatever it was, and something just breathed in my room, and there's nothing in here. Think, I don't know. So yeah, I'm a one-man operation, and unfortunately, I have no bands or artists coming in right now, which from East Albuquerque, which is a problem. So that's why I'm kind of giving this little message tonight. I'm looking to hire you onto my show. You'll get a big fancy title on your resume. Helped make the next big podcast possible. Something like that. So, yeah, you can come if I'm looking for people that can go to shows, kind of promote the show, find artists that are willing to be promoted on my show. So basically, to be doing double promotion. Yeah, so. Because I really want this show to be successful. I mean, I've made it 10 weeks so far. And I don't want to just turn into a thing where I talk for like 45 minutes and do crazy chords that doesn't even sound like remotely good right now, to me at least. Any of you musicians out there that can like are really like go to a lot of shows and know a lot of bands and all that, really love it if you could possibly get on my staff, because I have nobody else here, and I don't have bands coming in yet. I'm working on that. I'm hoping I can get a couple this weekend. That would be superb. I'd love to get a couple bands playing. And I, so yeah, promote it, promote me, and I'll have you on the show. Also, Tucson musicians, if you're out there, I'm looking to promote you. So this is probably becoming a little more obnoxious than anything else. So yeah, why don't we kill that for a second? You can still play anyway. And so yeah, promotion in Tucson. I'm gonna start working on that. Also, if you're out there, people, if you're on Twitter, make sure to follow me on Twitter and help me find bands that are on Twitter so I can promote them even further. I just realized this show is like a shameless self-promotion kind of deal. But I'm not proud. I love my show, I guess. I don't know. I'm not afraid to, like, I don't know, like be bad, be naughty, do stuff I'm not supposed to. I don't know. So promoting me is the would be the absolute best for the show. I even said on my Facebook this past week, if my page gets to 100 likes, by today, I would play some music on, play some of my own recordings on the show, or play live or something. But instead, I'm just playing live today, just 'cause I love you guys. Massacred that song right there. But if you can name that song, go post it on Facebook, post it on my wall, and say that you know that song, and say the name of the song, and you will win something. You'll get like a personal email or something. I don't know. I need merch. That would be a good way to promote. Buy my merch, man. I'm the merch guy. And also the host, and also the recruiter, and also the every single position right now, because I don't have a team. But yeah, I'm looking to get a team going, because that would be sweet if you're interested. Well, I've only been going 16 minutes. This is quite embarrassing. I've probably been rambling this entire time. You've probably turned me off by now. If you can name that song too, well, you're creepy, because that's basically everything I listen to. And I don't know why I'm moving my mic around. But yeah. Awesome podcast tonight, guys. This is quality. I never realized how hard it is to keep or to make it so there was no dead air. Like, I just talked the entire time because I'm used to talking for like no more than like 5 minutes at a time between segments. So, and this is like probably my worst episode yet, because I have no music prepared. I haven't set up the environment properly. I'm kind of screwing around on the internet. I'm gonna just make noises to fill the time, speed it up. 'Cause I want to at least get, oh, let's see, half an hour, 40 minutes out of this. I'm sure I can do it. Anyway, let's play a game, I guess. Let's write a song. This is going to be something interesting, and I don't think it'll work, but we'll give it a try. I'm going to play some chords and see if it can become a song. If it can, we'll go from there and see what happens. Let's see. Let's start off with an F. That didn't become anything. Let's go for something heavier. My heavier sound. Let's see what I can pull up. Now, I've been playing that chord all night. Let's do something that sounds like power punk, pop punk, I don't know. But four chord sequence. Something like. Well, I like that sound. Oh, that could be good. Yeah. Ooh. Ah. This is probably going to be a very interesting show. I might actually listen to this one for a change. But I almost wrote a song there, which would have been awesome. Write some awesome song on the show. But you can't be everybody. You can't be cool like that all the time. I could play a song, but I don't know if covering it would be good. Because I can't really sing because I haven't warmed up my vocals yet tonight. Maybe by the end of the show, after I've done enough talking, it'll be good. So we'll try something right now, which you heard earlier probably. Here we go. Thank you. screwed up there. One, two, three, four. If you can name that song, I will be impressed, because that's my version of the song. I don't think anyone else has done something like that. Because the original goes something like... I think I got the mutes all right in that song. I don't know. but it's an awesome song, and I recommend you check those guys out if you know who they are. If not, it's the Black Keys. The song is Gold on the Ceiling. That was uneventful. Spoiled it for everybody who were trying to think of it. Or maybe helped them out. I don't know. So yeah, we're about 23 minutes and 20 seconds into the show from according to my little handy device, which isn't that reliable. Maybe at the end, just keep waiting, that there'll be an actual song. Hint, means don't fast forward to the end, because I need to keep your attention for a few more minutes. But yeah. Any bands looking for a guitarist here in Tucson, feel free to hit me up. I'm very versatile when it comes to the instrument. And screw you, Train! And there's people coming in. This is going to be interesting if they decide to come in to my little... That door is freaking me out, man. Okay, this is getting really creepy. My door is like opening and closing by itself. Oh boy. This is going to freak me out if something happens. But you're going to hear it live. Or, well, not live, but kind of recorded. If I post it, that means I lived. There's a monster in the room. He sounds like pick scratching. So yeah, if any band here in Tucson or Albuquerque is looking for a good guitarist, I can play both lead or rhythm. I can also instruct you. I'm pretty good at teaching, like G chord, or no, shit, oops, shoot, G chord, A chord, E chord, D chord, F chord, and like B chord. I think I covered, no, wait, no, C, I think. Yeah, A, B, C. Yeah, I think I got them all. And then I can also teach you how to do fancy stuff. Well, not really. I'm still working on some fancy stuff myself. But you could be playing like me one of these days, which isn't quite an accomplishment. But still, you'd be playing guitar better than a lot of people play. So, yeah, that's an ugly sounding chord, and I'm never playing that again. So, yeah, why don't we play a little song? I'm omitting the vocals tonight just because my throat's a little sore. And because I'll save that for the 100 fan show. When we finally hit 100 fans on Facebook, I'll do karaoke, I guess. I'm actually glad because we didn't get to 200 fans this week because I promised that I would nair my body, and I don't want to be completely hairless because that would look very creepy, especially on a guy like me. Anyway, let's play a song real fast, and I'll just be doing rhythm on it because there's not much of a. If I just did lead, there would be a lot of like blank gaps and all that. It's a rhythm-driven song, you could say. Let me get this sprig of water and we'll get going. Oh God, you probably heard that. It was probably disgusting. Let's level that down to some. Let's make sure I got everything going. Wait, nope, that's not right. That's right. No, wait. Okay, now I was doing it right. My bad, guys. This is the good stuff about live recording. This could be played to millions of people, and I wouldn't, and I'd freak out because this is kind of bad. This is gonna make a bad impression. But here we go. Let's try this again. That one up. I don't even know if that's the right measurement. Sequence, I don't know. It sounds right. Sorry if I massacred that song. You probably didn't even hear it with my bad audio, but c'est vrai, monsieur. Yeah, that's right. I'm getting back into my French, which is cool, I guess. Speaking French again and picking up all the ladies with my smooth French talking. Bonjour, mademoiselle. Je m'appelle DJSB. Mon autre nom de français est Monsieur Singh. Oh, oui, monsieur, 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 I don't know. But bonjour, tout le monde. C'est le podcast de Rock Your World. Rock the monde, rock the monde. That's the name of the show. Rock the Monde. Rock the Monde. Which is literally rock of the world. This is the rock of the world. You're. There's missing a year there. Rock to Monde. Rock to Monde. I don't know. Something like that. I'm getting back into my French groove, but I haven't really spoken to it in a while. That was a nice little chord there. So yeah, let me say why I'm not really getting into guitar tonight is because I'm a little sleepy and I really don't feel like playing a full song, at least not quite yet. I might have kind of done it there back there and whatnot, but yep. Yep. I hope I don't get sued for that. Please, Dave Hester. Sorry for using your yep. What else is going on? This. I've made it to the 33-minute mark. And we'll try a little. Let's see, that could be good. Don't know what I'm doing. I'm working on something. I jam, I guess, trying to picture the chords in my head and all that good stuff. And I've just realized this is almost like 35 minutes of absolutely nothing. A couple songs here and there on guitar, but really nothing that's been awesome because I'm not in the mood for being awesome tonight. By the way, let's keep it to a minimum on the songs that you steal from this podcast, because at least from tonight's episode, because I or the ideas or whatever, because I like my own original ideas, even if they are kind of bad. That was my. I don't know what that was. Anyway. I need to end this pretty soon because you're probably going crazy. You've probably already fast forward to the end of here if I actually do a song, which I haven't decided if I'm going to actually do one of my own songs yet. Because I'm missing my capo. I don't know where my capo might be. And that's what I need to do that song. I might just do a little jam towards the end and see what where that gets me. That gives me an idea. We'll play that. We'll continue that at least. Towards the end of the show. Because I know you're looking forward to a rockin' little song. Let's see how could I do that. We won't get into it yet, my idea. Because it's gonna rock your world, hopefully. So yeah, let's consider ending this pretty soon because there's not much, and I'm tired. I gotta do homework, and wah wah wah, I'm just one big baby. So yeah, thank you for listening to the show so far. Show number 10, I think it is. Which there should be something exciting for 10 because it was like Pearl Jam's first album, 10. It's X, I don't know, but it's the first show, first 10 are done out of the way, which means that I've been doing this for 11 weeks because I took off that 1 week for Lollapalooza, if you remember that. I think it was for Law. Never mind. I don't know. So yeah, I could. It's kind of like, kind of like this, kind of like that. No, that's miss. Oh, change that too. No, that wasn't me thinking right. So yeah, I'm looking to recruit a crew here, that would be here both in Tucson and back in Albuquerque. That would just be willing to do a little volunteer work. I'd be willing to. Well, volunteer things, I have no money, but it'd be kind of like a job. You could put it on your resume, say you worked for me, for my podcast, for however long you did. And yeah, let's wrap this up because I'm tired. I'm about to fall asleep here in my bed. Because it's nice and comfy, and I'm sorry, guys, for not having a full show this week. Next week it'll be a lot better, a lot more professional and all that. So yeah, it's time to end this because someone's in my house, and I'm a my yes.
Hey, Spencer.
Hey, Peter.
How are you?
Pretty good. You're looking swaggy.
Thank you.
You're right in the middle of my show too. Say hi, Peter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm recording right now.
Oh, I'll let you get back to that.
Okay. Yeah. Get out of here, Peter. Anyway, that was one of my roommates. I told you somebody was coming. But like I said, this is like has been my most unprofessional show yet. But I'm looking for a crew if you're interested. So yeah, let's end this up with this song I was thinking of. See if it sounds any good. And like what I said, when I reach 100 fans, I will have the first song by Sin released. Which reminds me, I got of an I was given an idea, or more like I thought of an idea of what I can call my fans, because you're followers of sin. I can call you my sinners. Get it? It was like last week's title of the show. We're all sinners. I didn't even know that at the time. I didn't even plan that. But let's get into a jam here, because this could be potentially great or it could be really bad. I don't know. I'll try my best not to screw it up or stop or any of that, but this is just an idea that has been playing out of my head for like the past 5 minutes, so let's see how it sounds. Anyway, thank you for listening to my show, but before we do that, thank you for listening to my show. I'm sorry I said swaggy earlier. It's probably a little weird hearing me talk like a hip kid, like I'm part of the in scene. But yeah, I'm looking for a crew. I'll pretty much take anyone if you just promise that you can get me artists and get their music to me. So yeah, thank you for listening to this show, even though it was probably the worst I've done. But you got a better taste of my musical skills and you know right now that I'm not just a liar when I say I play guitar. Let's wrap this up. Thank you for listening, and this is my closing jam. Wait, we'll try that again. Whoops, we'll try that again. Because I have nothing else to say. So we'll hit it one more time to close us off. See you next week, guys. Thanks for listening to my jam with bad microphones and really bad voice because I haven't sung in like forever and my vocal cords are on. Bye.